Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're relying on me, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Brother Water. Oh, just a second. Let me get you on, Brother Water. Hey, Brother Water, you on?
Yo, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How you doing,
Pete? Yeah, I heard it say, oh, I got peace of mind. I got I don't know. I do know. I'm a quit lying. I do know. But Robert Ashley prompted me to do a hell of a study, but it was time. Everything, Brother Drew, you know, has its time and place. And we as Yahman know that. The knowledge of Yah and Amun-Yah and where we come from and all this knowledge would come back into existence with a certain generation of people. We just so happen to be that generation of people. And we are what they call the 5%ers. Only 5% of us would mutate to know this knowledge. And we read in the Bible where it says that the mysteries of God will be known to everybody at a time period. Well, that's found in the book of Matthews, and that time period is now. What is written in the Bible about what was going to come to that period, we are those people, Brother Drew, me and you. All right. Us Yahman, all of us that knows Yah and in Yah's ways. So you can only have the school of thoughts and the knowledge that we have only if you come from the school of thoughts of Yah. 5% of us, which was turned into human reptilians, that's me and you, Brother Drew, as we speak, everybody in 2018 that's civilized, belong in the civilized world, are human reptilians. Now, there are some pure Anunnakis still here on this planet, in the 12th galaxy, in the 9th planet, and they are classified as the uncivilized tribe, meaning that this is where the reptilian never have mixed his seed and conquered him. The reptilian conquer you through telepathic. We're talking about mind control. A mind is a school of thoughts. He only holds you in bondage through his school of thoughts. And we're going to walk this stuff leo by leo to understand it. The Anunnakis are the original people. That's us. That was here on this planet before 50,000 years ago. The Martians from the 4th invaded the 9th planet. When it invaded the 9th planet, it fought its war in the Caucasus Mountains, where some Anunnakis live, which was the children of Japheth, who you find in the 10th chapter of Genesis. It's called the Caucasus Mountains. It gives you the tribe. And the key word in there is according to their tongue. Tongue is language. The key in our study is the 5 W's, the 1 H. When we use that in ethnology in a chronological order, then the Yahman don't make no mistake, because we start at the beginning, and the beginning starts with Amun-Yah in the 19th galaxy with a numbering system called the 19th, starting with the number 19. The number 19 is in our DNA, encoded in our DNA of where we came from. The numbering system from the ciphers, which the reptilian renamed it an O. And because they renamed it an O, you didn't know it was a cipher, being an O. It became an O, a circle, an alt, different forms. You know what that sign and symbol stand for. It can stand for a circle, but the true esoteric knowledge of this sign and symbol, and that's what we only deal with, esoteric knowledge, because that's only where you find this knowledge. This is when the unknown becomes known. It is a cipher, C-I-P-H-E-R. It is 360 degrees. Amun-Yah gave us geometrical instruments for when we got here, Brother Drew, that we was great builders. And the only way that you can build anything on earth, you have to use a geometrical instrument called a compass and a square in this language. Remember, we speak in the language of the reptilian. It's read from left to right. So we are in this language. It's called something else in our language, compass and square. But we are talking to the people that read and write from left to right that has been conquered by the reptilian offspring. Now, when the Martians, the reptilians, the Hebrew call them Nephilims. You find this in, we're going to deal with the sixth chapter of Genesis, but we first got to understand what happened, Brother Drew, because Japheth's children was Anunnaki's original. Everybody on earth was Anunnaki. And 5,000 years ago, when these gods, call them gods, came down from the Shamaims, that's how it reads in Hebrew, in heaven in this language, when they came down, they mixed their seed with Japheth's children in the Caucasus Mountain. And when that happened, Brother Drew, that created a half-breed. Now, that means that it'll tell you in the sixth chapter of Genesis, we're going to read in a minute, where the God seen the children and they of Adam, and they mated with them and had babies by them. They married them, they said. Well, then, this created a half-breed, meaning that this created a human reptilian, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the southern hemisphere and the eastern hemisphere and the western hemisphere, see, we separated from all of this bullshit. See, the western hemisphere, when the east came to the west, this is your last goddamn hemisphere before you meet Planet X, as they call it now. When you came over here, and you, in a chronological order, we know when you came over here in the 9th century, and you brought your gods over here. When the gods came over here, the gods had never came over here until the 9th century. This human reptilian, who was more reptilian than human. And the reason that, Brother Drew, is because of what he ate. The foods of the gods. The Bible is led up with, do not eat the foods of the gods. Do not eat the food that the gods ate. That means that reptilian side of you was kicking in. What happened was, these children of Japheth went the rest of the Anunnakis, Brother Drew. Now we're going, they didn't come over here to the 9th century. We talking what happened over in the north, east, and southern hemispheres. Genesis, the 10th chapter, say, according to their tribes and their tongue. That's the most important thing in the world, is their language. So when you trace their ass by their language, we know, because what we're speaking is called a forbidden language, the language of the three sixes, or the Norse man. So it's a difference between a Norseman and a Viking. It's a difference. See, a Norseman came from the land of Hel. Where he lived was called Hel, H-E-L-L. Today, called Norway. That's where the Norsemen came from, who was the three tribes that was in Great Britain, the Jutes, the Angels, and Saxon. He was a Norseman. He wasn't no Viking. He was a Norseman. So this is why everything in America is Norseman. Your religion is Norseman. Your belief is whole Norseman. We can prove that now, because all we got to do is, they done wrote what did the Norseman believe in. Well, I got his goddamn history. And so this, when we trace in the history and the chronological order of this human reptilian that conquered all the other Anunnakis, he first conquered them all in what we call now the East. The Masons say, how you traveling from East to West? Why are you traveling from East and West? God came from the East to the West. Now, I just told you some good shit. So whenever you meet a Mason, just ask him, how you traveling? He's going to say, how you ask me? Tell him you asked him on the square. See, because see, the two instruments for building that y'all gave us was the compass and the square. But see, the square knowledge is lower knowledge. The compass knowledge is the highest knowledge, Brother Drew. We'll get into that when we get into the number and symbol. But now we got to find out how did we get this. See, the Anunnakis had a bloodline. You had Yah's blood. Everybody's blood was cipher blood because you started with the cipher. You had two types. Either was negative or positive. And that blood in this language is called O positive and O negative. If you got those blood, if you got that blood in you, you got more of the human blood in you than you do the reptilian blood in you. You can be helped quicker than the human reptilian that has A positive, B positive, A negative, and B negative, and AB blood. Are you following me, Brother Drew?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's your blood type? Mine is O positive. My O positive. So most black people you see got this O positive blood. They got more human blood in them than they do reptilian blood in them. So they should be able to get the message that what we teaching, they'll get the message quicker than the person with A and B. Now, I find this very, 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 very interesting. To show you how a person with B blood, through their dietary laws, because see, if you eat the food of the gods, your mind gonna stay with the gods, with the belief of the gods, and that one belief, Brother Drew, you know what? In the Bible, it reads, to give you a message in the Bible, in the Book of Revelation, it says that the three sixes, which was the beast, that's America. They would make you bow down to them and worship them as gods. Now, if you are a believer in Christianity, you believe in gods. You worship gods. They have made everybody believed in gods where the ancient belief wasn't, even in the religion. The religion of Islam and Yehudaism, which is Judaism, God wasn't nowhere in their religion. They didn't believe in gods. God is a Germanic word, meaning only the Germanic race of people. which is Japheth's children, who we call white folks, believed in God. They are the Anunnakis that was turned into human reptilians first. Then they come a conquering us and turn us into it. By the time 2018 came, from the 9th century, they came over here, they conquered us and mixed the blood and got our minds all screwed up and believing in gods. Because, see, remember, they control you, Brother Drew, through telepathic, through your mind. See, if you eat right, you have all 9 of your senses. So you got 5 female senses, 4 male senses to balance it out. That's the third law of nature. See, Yaman, you know this because you know what Amun-Yah gave you, how you was created. You could explain how you created and where you was created from and what part of you was creation and what part of you was transformation. See, and which one came first? Transformation came first. Creation came second. And that's the second law, third law of nature, to make you balance. Because everything comes under the second law of nature, which is a dualist system, meaning that it had to be male and female to reproduce. That's everything that is a being. And so this was Yah's teaching from Jump Street. This is encoded in your DNA. But you have to get in touch with your DNA. And the only way you can get in touch with your DNA, because you have become a human reptilian, is through your dietary law. You had to leave the blood of animals and meat alone, because that is the food of the reptilian. Your body was not made to digest meat. Blood is contamination to you. It keeps you in the reptilian mindset. And then when he gives you the Holy Ghost and make you sanctified in this, Brother Drew, and put blood on your goddamn head, you'll stay in it. I give you a good example of people following the dietary laws. Look at the nation of Islam as we speak. Look at their children and look at their children and their skin versus that of a Christian who eats everything, who eats the gods, food of the gods. I look at 4 of my grandchildren that ain't ever ate meat in their life, ain't never been to a church house to get the Holy Ghost. They only go to the mosque. I look at them versus the Christian kids that's running around in the apartment as we speak as proof of what I'm talking about. Eating his food would keep your mind conquered in his ways. That's the reason the Bible tell you, him and not your oppressor choose none of his ways. It tell you to renew your mind. You had to have understand what it meant when it said renew your mind, meaning that what you had been taught from 3 years old or 6 years old, in my case, 3 years old in our baby's case, and got a diploma And then we got a BA and a BS and a master and a PhD and became magna cum laude and summa cum laude and cum laude in his system, his school of thoughts, of these gods that was reptilians that came and mixed their seed with Japheth's children, and they became human reptilians. And the reptilian part of them was so strong in them that it took away the melanin out of their skin from eating raw meat. White folks still eat steaks. Well, they got niggas now eating raw steaks and raw shrimp and sushi and all this shit, raw ass food. Although reptilians, that what a reptilian eats, Brother Joe.
Right.
And you got it now, the sushi bars and the steak houses to cook your steak as is, and you black folks just born out the 1960s, look at how he done took up his ways. It's through the leprosy, mind control. See, he got a doctor's degree in killing his ways. And now what you got is the awakening, and after that is the removal of the bloodline. And we in that time period where Amon Yah, she going to come get her people and kill this reptilians people, send their ass back to the poor planet because that's where their mind go. You had to understand that a mind, we only dealing with a mind here, Brother Drew. I mean, you have to elevate your mind up into what mind is, because the part of your body that's material is your body. What you see is going to die. But this mind that you got, it ain't dying. It either going back to Yah or it's going back to the four star. And you be with the reptilians, and you'll be their slave up under their school of thoughts. You won't be. So Yah is getting out. Killing your blood off of the earth. It's going to be bred that killed completely out. And she's going to start doing that because how we know we close to the planet X? We don't know how close we got to be, but the only thing that we understand that Yah told us that she would send us signs of when it was close to be, and that would be the weather. He told us to watch the weather, to watch the black cloud. I ain't sung in about 4 years, Brother Drew.
Oh, that's a long time.
I practiced when I was with y'all. And what I was practicing, I got scared as hell of.
I understand.
because I know I got a lot of witness that I can sing, and this black cloud will come on your goddamn ass. And I quit singing because I didn't understand it, but it looked like I'm going to have to start back singing again.
Because
I got a little more understanding after about 5 or 6 years of not singing. I mean, not singing none of the songs that I had wrote. That somebody had sit down, Brother Drew, and made me write in Hebrew, which I was, you know for a fact, everybody in the group could speak Hebrew very good, and I was couldn't speak shit. Even my grandbaby say, "Papa, how can you be so smart and yet so dumb?" And she was 5 years old when she asked me.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Baby, I don't know." That language was the hardest damn shit for me to comprehend. The language of y'all, but I could sit down and write songs in there and don't know how the fuck I was writing. I know now. I didn't know then how I'm writing all this. I got, listen, Brother Drew, I just pulled them songs out. I done wrote over 100 songs that I had planned on putting to music.
Yep, that was
I pulled them out today. I pulled them out today. I said, well, it must be time for me to sing. Bella been on my ass about not recording. I guess it's time for me to sing. And I know them songs that I sing, it'd be like that damn song that Stevie Wonder sang, Superstitious Writing on the Wall. You believe in the things that you don't understand, it becomes superstitious writing on the goddamn wall. Shit, I know about them songs, and the closer we get, she told us that we can tell, her people could tell that you was close to her by the weather. Well, now, the reptilian people, they say they don't understand the weather. And for the last 10 years, the weather each year get more ridiculous and break its own records. So we know that we close to the mothership, those of us that got the mothership connection. See, everything in creation, Brother Drew, runs on a frequency.
Uh-huh.
And see, it's a funny thing, in the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, 17th, and 18th hour, those times that the reptilian, he's sleep at that time. So, y'all, you can pick up, if you're a y'all, when your ass will be waking up at 2, 3, and 4, and 5 o'clock at night, and you'll be getting messages from something you don't understand.
Right.
Because your ass will wake up. And if you, here's what you do, Brother Drew, that I did. Because I couldn't understand it. I would tell Celeste. So Celeste said, Dave, I'm going to have to start sleeping in the other room. Because you keep getting up this certain time every morning, waking me up. I got to go to work in the morning. I said, well, I understand. If you can go sleep in the other room, you know. And so, but I was getting up at a certain time, so I start keeping track of when I got up and doing numbering figures on it, and I'd get up and I'd go in the living room and start writing. I got over 1,003 subject tablets, Brother Drew, where I done wrote information that I don't know how the hell I got damn noted. Two and three. I put the date and the time of when that shit would come. So I know how Amon Yah works. And if somebody out there that's listening to me is going through these changes, you only getting in touch with a higher power because you're close to the mothership. You one of the people that she'll get in contact with. And I find it simply amazing, Brother Drew, that Kahane, who you know is a master teacher, hell, he taught me. Guess what his bloody line is?
What's
B
that?
Positive. His blood is positive.
Yeah. Yeah, you told me that.
It's B positive. I said, boy, you... How did you escape? He said, I had to find you. Because his chances of escaping was slim and none. And you could tell because, see, like, he was a bishop for 39 years
yeah.
in the church. He was a bishop for 39 years in the church, and he came out of it. He says something happened. He tells the story of what happened one night. He said it just come to him that he couldn't teach the lie no more. He walked out the pulpit at a big revival that he was doing. So it was his bloodline. And I laugh now since I see everything there with the bloodline. You remember we did that tape. Me and Claude did a series about 10 years ago. We got cassette tapes out on bloodline. We did a study of hematology, and then we did bloodline. We did a tape, and you could see the bloodline because you could see long time ago people used to. The people that raised us, they wanted to know who your kin folks was. Since you went to a girl's house there, see what would piss me off? Well, I go to my girlfriend's house in Crockett when I was in high school, and her grandmother asked me, so, who boy is you? And her and my grandmother is tight partners. She still gonna ask me that damn question, cause it was procedure, proper procedure.
Uh-huh.
But when you come and see their daughters and shit, they wanna know what damn family you come from, what your damn pedigree was.
Right.
And see, I find it very funny. If you got married before 1970, you had to have a blood test, and if that blood test came back bad, they wouldn't issue you marriage license. But after 1970, they let all the bloodlines mix together. That's the reason you got so many lunatics walking around. That's mentally ill. Lunatic means mentally ill people. Because,
right.
Look, from 1970 to that's 48 years. To now, it's 48 years. And 85% of the people that's born after 1960 are suffering from mental condition, and 45% of the children, it was due to the mating. They took blood tests and all of this shit away. It was very important that when you got married, who was you having babies? Who was these babies going to be? Because the baby got weaker and wiser, and he would be weak in the human side of him. He'd be very wise to the reptilian, and he would be him. This is what you had to understand. You had to read the sixth chapter of Genesis. Now, we're telling the story that's in the sixth chapter of Genesis of when these gods came down. Now the whole world worship God. Everybody believe in God. If you ain't a God, believe in God, you atheist. Agnostics. You know, especially in our community, people that look like us, you know, and see. So, when you know what happened, eating his food is what keep you, your mind into his school of thoughts. It keep you conquered when you eat foods of the gods. Y'all gave us a numbering system of the 19. And when we look at the compass, the part of you that's the compass is your head. Look at your head, Brother Drew. A compass makes the cycle. It's actually a cycle. It's 360 degrees. Can't nothing get inside. You can't see inside it, Brother Drew. Your head. You can't see inside it. It's a compass. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. That is 360 degrees. I mean, it's airtight. That's the reason that if air and water and blood get to your brain, your ass dead. You can't put no blood on your brain. You have an aneurysm. kill your ass gray, you're dead. They can save you now, but they used to couldn't save. They can save you a little bit now. It's not as many people die from it now as they used to die because you know hybrid, become mutated.
Uh-huh.
But can't no blood get to that. That means disciple. Now, y'all gave us what we call geometrical figures and made it where we would be mathematically speaking when we deal with anything. And so mathematically speaking, with the body of what you will see, y'all say, shit, everything that you will see would be mathematics. How you know her way of life is it? Because she had encoded in our DNA, mathematically speaking, of how we was made. And could nobody else explain that shit but who she had chose to play that shit. And her people would be able to explain that shit. Now, the Nation of Islam teaches the number 19. You know that, Brother Drew. They teach this. The lady that taught it, she just died. I forget her name. My daughter knows, but I forget her name. We were talking about her yesterday, me and my daughter. And it was strange, Brother Drew. My daughter, she called me yesterday. She said, "Pop, I ain't talked to you in about 3 weeks." Since I said, "Yeah, I noticed. You must have forgotten me." She said, "No, I've been running doing this." She said, "But I had a dream." She said, I started studying about the, I had read in your books about the Anunnakis. I say, well, why would you want to study about that? And she said, "I don't know." She said, "I just got up at 3 a.m. She said, "You know how it happened." I said, "Well, that's what I'm teaching on, baby." She said, "Oh, my intuition and shit is getting high." I said, "Yeah, it's getting pretty high because your body's purifying out." But it was funny. Me and her was on the same frequency. See, you'd be on the same frequency with certain things. Because she had read all of my book when I was married to her mother. And she lived with us for 15 years. So she had read it, almost every book that I got. She done read. And she didn't understand this. But she said this has been popping up, you know, on the screen. And she wanted to know something about it. She said, I know Pops knows because I didn't read it. And she said, "That's what I was calling you for." I said, "Well, hell, that's what I'm doing my show on, called the Pope over." And I told her what Robert had said. So mathematically speaking, everything adds up, mathematically speaking, deal with a compass. Now, let's look at our head, Brother Drew. You with me?
Yeah, I'm here, Brother
Wilder. Okay, making sure that we connected. Now, our head is a compass, meaning made with a compass. This our head is made when y'all had us on the drawing board, designing us, Brother Drew. I put it like great-great-grandpa. Great-great-grandpa, he taught me this knowledge that I'm sharing with you. But great great grandpa, he had a come. He said, "Have you ever seen an architect or a drawing board?" I was a kid. I didn't have one, but he had 5 of them at the house, out in the barn. And he said, "You see this drawing board here?" He said, "This is how Amunya drawed us, first designed us and stuff." He said, "You see this drawing board?" And he said, "I'm going to take you down to your cousin's place at the funeral home, and you'll see what a cooling board looked like." So after he showed me the drawing board, I went down to my cousin's funeral home, and they showed me. I was about 7 years old then. I was 7. They showed me this cooling board. So great-great-grandpa say the same board that you was designed on, which was called an architect. This board, a designing board. He say, when your ass die, you go lay on that same damn board and they call it a coolest board.
Uh-huh.
And so how y'all design your ass first on the designing board, the architectural board, your ass when you die and you quit, you didn't, you die because you broke your body designed to live forever, but because you broke the laws, she had to come back and get you and put you in another body, but get your mind right out of this body. And the same board you got, when your ass go out, you lay on that same board, and that's the death of you. That was a lesson in that they was teaching me. That's a heavy esoteric mess. Now, uh-huh. Grandpa say, let's look at the head. It's 360 degrees. It's a cipher. Let's look how the head was made. Because, see, y'all didn't make no mistakes in designing your ass. She made none mistakes. None whatsoever. And when I break it down to you, I show you how Grandpa broke it down to me. You got two eyes to see. And in that eye, Brother Drew, that you see out of, it's got seven different things in it. The eye got a blind spot in it where you can't see. You can't see a goddamn right. thing.
Right.
It's right there in front of you, but it's in the, and see, that's what most people is looking with the eye, but the goddamn, the message going to them is in the blind spot. That's what Grandpa said. That's right now, I have to whoop your ass, he said, to get your eye on, put right vision on and make your eye focus right through the ass. That's what he would be insinuating. You got two ears, Brother Drew. They cypress. These are cypress. Two nostrils. You got one mouth. Now, when you add that up, that equal to seven. You got seven cypress. That's in your head. The number seven is perfect. So you ask, Grandpa say, your head was perfectly made on the designing board. So your head was perfect. Now, in your head is where your brains is. You can't see your brains because it's a cipher. Can't see inside. Your brain holds memory of when you was a cypher, or the time that you talked to Yah as a perpendicular line, which would be the number one. You was the number one, and Yah was the cypher. So if you take a perpendicular line and put a cypher beside it, Brother Drew, you get the number what? 10. In the language, to make sure that your ass understood what God was saying when you got here, she didn't make no mistake, mathematically speaking. When the cycle was talking to the perpendicular line, giving your ass instructions down up there on the drawing board, So what you supposed to do when she designed you and sit you down here to mine the minerals that you would sit there to do? We know that she gave us a lama, a language, Brother Jew, and the tense line and sima in that language is what? You with me, Brother Drew? Brother Drew?
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Wah.
The tense line and sima in our language is who name?
Yah.
Yah. So she didn't make no damn mistakes. See, she the compass. She ripped the cyber represents her. You the perpendicular line, that's the number 10. So she made damn sure that she didn't make no damn mistakes, mathematically speaking. So your head was perfect when she was talking to you, giving you instruction as a perpendicular line. Then Yah placed this cypher up on your head, which we call a neck, which is a perpendicular line, Brother Drew. The perpendicular line that she put up on your head, that's 90 degrees. Oh, we can break the shit down to degrees. It's going to add up the same. See, perfect mathematics on your body, what we performing now. See, when you understand how your body is designed, you'll know who the male is and who the female is, and who got more goddamn power than you, who got more degrees than you. If you male or female, you'll find this out when we break the body down like this. Now, the next knowledge we'll go through, we got the head working, Brother Drew.
Uh-huh.
And it's one system in the head. It consists of one system. We got our neck there with the perpendicular line, and now we're going to draw a trunk, which is called a rectangle, a square. And we're going to have to use a square to make a square, which is four perpendicular lines. That's when a square made in an L shape, horizontal, vertical. See, when you lay down, how you get up? You can't get up. What comes up first? Your feet or your head? What Grandpa just said. I say the head. Did Grandpa say what it is? The head was made first. That's Yah. Send up there. Now, when Yah plays her head, disciple, that's her head, with her knowledge in it, on top of that perpendicular line, where did she put it, Brother Drew? She put it to the left of the perpendicular line and made a nine out of it.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call it. Now, that's for us to remember that we was getting transferred to the ninth planet from the 19th galaxy. Now, did you understand what I'm saying, Brother Zoo? This is a program in our DNA, our bloodline. This is y'all giving us up. This is for us, mathematically speaking, for you to never forget. But you had to know the number 19. And you don't know it. Very few people know the number 19 and can explain it. So to let us know that we came from the 19th galaxy to the 9th galaxy. Now, the number nine, what? Never changes.
Right.
Meaning that what y'all put up here, it didn't change. Y'all told us, Brother Drew, that for you to be transferred from the ninth planet, 19th galaxy, to the 12th galaxy, you had to be turned upside down. Disciples had to be put on the bottom of the perpendicular line, and that would be a six. The number 12 is complete. 12 times 12 is 144. 1, 4, and 4 is 9, and the 9 don't change. So yes, we came to the 12th planet from the 19th. Are you following me in the numbering system, Brother Drew?
Oh yeah, I like numbers.
You already know it. God taught it before. When we got here, we came through a black hole, the birth canal. Tillingham will be telling us that our number was six, or that of a man and a beast. A beast man, mankind, a kind of man. And everybody that was born, your teaching was the number of a man and a beast. It's what? Six. Teaching of Christianity. That's the teaching of the reptilians' religion. It ain't Riaz's school of thought. She warned you against this. That when you got here, that was gone. Then, Yah gave you her numbering system. The number one makes you a GDI, goddamn individual. You the perpendicular line. Your bloodline was that of Yah. You came in through a dualist system, meaning you're coming up under the 12 laws of nature. The 12 laws of nature, when you got here to the 12th planet, you had 12 laws that you came into existence from. Those 12 laws is how you first started off. When you become a being, you have processed into the second law of nature, meaning that you is in the laws of opposite. You're in a dualist system. The number three stood for your offspring. They call it the Trinity. One is mother, two is father, three is child. The offspring. Your body is made out of four elements. That's what the number four represents. So you never forget that your body was made out of four elements. You know what the four elements is. Deals with nature. You are the fifth element. Your number is five. That's the number of power. Five represents your mind. The four elements represents your body, what it's made out of. The number seven means that you're perfect if you understand what I just said with the first part, and you ain't the beast man. See, your number couldn't, your knowledge couldn't be that of the three sixes. That's the beast man in his book, 66 books in his Bible. You couldn't be of this Christian religion. You couldn't be him. His school of thoughts, you ate the God's food. The number eight, the top cipher, which means number eight, you 1 degrees above perfect. And the reason you 1 degrees above perfect, you got 300, you got 720 degrees in the number eight. That's the only number. The top cipher represent who? Amanyah. The bottom cipher represent who? Amanyah. Now, that's female on the top, male on the bottom. But she got more degrees than you on your body function than the male. She got 450 more degrees than you. Because one thing that the female got that you ain't got, she got a womb. That means that she is more powerful than your ass. That means she's more powerful than me and you, Brother Drew. Meaning that, you see, you get your blood from your mama. Meaning that she produced you. That ain't produced you. Male ain't produced shit. Started with female. This number represents both of them. The number nine you never would change. Now let's look at this trunk, Brother Drew. The trunk. Inside that trunk is nine systems that governs the body. One system up here in your head, which is mental. Nine systems, which is physically, because your body, your square is the physical side of you. But you first was born mentally, and then when you become a being, you become physically, meaning you become on the dual system. It takes two to make the transition. And for you to transform, make a transformation into this, coming from the first law of nature to transfer into this. You got nine systems inside of this. It's called the endocrine system, which is made up of nine systems. Now, all nine of them systems, Brother Drew, work together. This is why it's very important that you got a good goddamn dietary law. Because if any one of them systems inside of you get unbalanced, you got problems.
Right.
You got a whole lot of goddamn problems. And you keep eating the foods of the gods, you get more problems. Because, see, that endocrine system, how it works, I'm going to do a lecture on that. And which one is the most impactful and part of the endocrine system, which is the number one. It's in a chronological order, which is number one, number two. You couldn't damage that. And the most important part of the endocrine system, it's got two of them. And they pump how you came to be a being is through Ruach. And the most important thing in your body is your two lungs, because they take in the outside into your endocrine system. See, that's some heavy goddamn esoteric knowledge there. And I see it's almost that time, Brother Judy. We walked up on some time. I have to finish. I'll finish. It's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to finish it. But we don't finish it and do it again. But we'll stop where we left off in the body with the endocrine system. And we'll talk about what the endocrine system is next week and how it's important and what you feed this endocrine system. It deals with you couldn't eat the foods of the gods. I go to Proverbs, the 23rd Proverbs, tell you, put a knife in your throat before you eat the food of the gods. If you're a wise man, you can sit at the table with it. They said, I had to show Nash that hell. When Nash took me to Sweet Georgia Brown when we first met, Drew, he said, I'm going to take you out and beat the tip. I went down to Sweet Georgia Brown, and I looked through that, boy, and I looked how they was feeding them people. It looked like they was slopping them, how Grandpa used to slop the hog. I said, no, I just take some dessert, Brother Drew. So when I sit down, I say, you ever read the 23rd chapter of Proverbs? He said, no, I ain't. I done read it, but I don't know what it said, and I know you do. I say, well, the 23rd Proverbs say, if I can sit down with you and you eating the foods of the God, to put a knife in my throat and cut my damn throat, Nash. I say, you don't want me to cut my damn throat because you eating the food of the God because he had all them neck bones. And aside all the children.
Yeah.
So we'll finish this next week. So I'll say, Shema Yahweh, Ya Abin Yah, Ika Kamaita Yah.